Blog Talk Radio.
Legendary status. Big Exhale. Sam Pisa, a.k.a. T.O. Where y'all go learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, a.k.a. T.M. Fry some jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all fresh and stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're trolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big Exhale, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop.
What up, world? It's the Riding Dirty Show with yours truly, Vic Excel. What it do? All right, man, let's get into it. This is the Riding Dirty Show where we bridge the gap between hip-hop and everyday life, man. This is a platform giving people an opportunity to speak their mind, tell their story, and get the good word out. Now, before we get into it, man, the first thing I gotta do is say one time for the good people over at WRFG 89.3 FM Atlanta. The original birthplace of the Riding Dirty Show. All right, one time for my man Tony Pitt on the check-in, one time for my man Carlos, and everybody who ever been part of the Riding Dirty crew. One time. I also got to say one time for the good people over at Live365.com, all right? Live365.com, we partnered up with Live365 at the beginning of the pandemic, all right? We launched our very own internet radio station, okay? Now, let me tell you a little bit about it. First and foremost, Live365 is the internet's oldest and longest-running streaming service. Now, they're not just your typical streaming service. It's not for you to go listen to your favorite album or your favorite singles. No, they are a hub. They're a home for left end of the dial radio stations, small wireless radio stations, AM radio stations, and internet radio stations to partner up with them and allow them a platform to broadcast their stations from. But not only can you broadcast, they are media-based tracking. They are a media-based tracking outlet, which means that every station affiliated with Live365.com is media-based tracking, which means artists, please make sure all your music is properly registered through BMI, ASCAP, or CTAC. That way, when you play on an affiliate station of Live365, then you will receive credits, points, towards royalties for radio airplay for your music, okay? All right, now, let me let you know about our station. Our station is Ride 95. We are the home of what's next in hip-hop and R&B. The way to access us is easy. All you got to do is go to Live365.com, all right? Go to the search engine. There's over 2,000 radio stations there, all different genres. So go to the search engine. In the search engine, be sure to type in RIDE95. That's RIDE, the number 9, the number 5. Again, that's RIDE, the number 9, the number 5. Click on that station logo, and you will have music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Okay? All right? Now, if you want to check us out via your mobile device, it's also just as easy. Be sure to download the Live365 app. Be sure to download the Live365 app. Then go into that search engine, type in Ride95, and again, music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Now, before I get too deep into it, and I done this last week, but I definitely want to do it one more time because we got to say salute to our fallen soldier. I want to take a quick moment of silence for one of the men who definitely pushed me towards the radio game, Mr. Malik Kalam, the original creator of the Rough, Rugged, and Raw Hip Hop Block at WRFG 89.3 FM Atlanta, and also the creator of Outlaw Radio. So let's just give my man a moment of silence because he has transitioned. Definitely, definitely rest in peace to Malik Kalam. Okay? All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, y'all know what we do right here. We give people opportunity to speak their mind. This is the place where those who might not normally have a voice, we give them a voice. All right? This is for the people that are moving, shaking, and changing the culture and the community brick by brick, day by day, second by second. All right? Whether it's through arts, entertainment, philanthropism, religion, entrepreneurship, or just downright being a good person. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, tonight is no different than any other night on the Ryan Dirty platform. So welcome to the show, R&B artist, Mr. Lawrence Jacobs. What's going on, my G?
What's going on, boss? Appreciate you having me.
Man, it's a beautiful, beautiful night. Beautiful, beautiful night. The weather is nice. But I want to say, first and foremost, welcome to the platform. I'm honored for you to come on this platform to let our listeners, our fans, our friends, and our family, and the supporters of this platform know about yourself and what you got going on.
Yeah, well, I just dropped my new EP, so I really appreciate you, you know, for having me to you know, share that. It's called No More Mr. Nice Guy. So I'm actually pushing that right now. I hope to, you know, be able to share my single off the project. My first single that's off the project is actually produced by Zaytoven. So I, you know, have fun with that record. It's really just like a reintroduction, you know, because I've been doing music for, you know, I would say probably myself, like putting it on platforms and really taking it serious for the last 4 years, you know, 3-4 years. So this is something new. So I definitely want to get the chance to share that, you know, later on during the show.
All right. Well, we're definitely going to get into it, but let's get into the life of Mr. Lawrence Jacobs. The first thing I want you to do is let the people know where you're from.
Yeah, I'm from Detroit. Yeah, 313. What up, though? Yeah, I'm born and raised in Detroit, Michigan.
All right. Now, what's it like? What was it like for you growing up in Detroit?
It depends, you know, it depends on where you was at. Like for me, you know, I was raised with my mother and father in the household, originally. And then, you know, always in church. So I was always doing music, in church. And then, you know, even growing up, I went to a performing arts school. So I was always in somehow, some way, a part of music, in it. Because the outlet, you know, outside of music was either basketball or just anything in the streets, you know, for real. So I feel like those are, if you're from Detroit, you know, really that is like a blue-collar city, you know, it's like real down and grimy, you know, when it comes down to getting to whatever you need to get to. But there's a lot of talent that's in Detroit as well. So, you know, I feel like I was one of the ones that went towards, you know, being what I was gifted with my talent rather than, you know, just being caught up in, you know, things out there in the street and, you know, just doing nothing with the gift that God gave me, you know. So that's kind of where, you know, where I'm originated from.
Okay. Now, when did you realize that you actually had talent to pursue the music business?
I would say outside of just singing all my life, it was like I had a moment when I graduated high school. I was singing, like, you know, my father was, you know, a pastor at the time, and, you know, he asked me to sing. So I was singing, and then, you know, we had somebody from a family friend that was living in Atlanta, and he seen me and was like, oh, man, like, you should really pursue, you know, doing music. And from that point on is when I actually thought that it was possible. Like, you know, growing up, I, you know, always looked up to, like, Michael Jackson and different artists, but I never thought it would, you know, like, really be me or something I would really pursue or even know how to pursue, you know, because Detroit is Motown, but, you know, it's a long ways from there. So it was really after that moment is when I really thought that, okay, maybe I could do this for real.
Okay. Now, who are some of your influences when it comes to making music?
Oh, yeah. One of them, Michael Jackson. I would say Usher is definitely a top influencer as well after Michael Jackson. I have a lot of, just growing up, my family members, I have like an auntie and even my father, like my family know how to sing. So I grew up looking at my family members sing and wanting to just be able to sing as good as people in my family at first. And then, with just being with the love for music and entertainment, that's when I, fell in love with Michael Jackson early because my father introduced me early. And then after that, Usher, and then, artists after that.
Okay. Now, as an independent artist and an independent R&B artist, are there a lot of opportunities in Detroit?
I would say if you are rapping, right now Detroit is really hot right now. For some reason, I'm pretty sure other people from other states would probably say the same thing for R&B. It's not looked at as much, but especially from Detroit, because it's it's a blue-collar, rough city. So, it's known to be a certain way. So if you are a person from Detroit or even an artist from Detroit, people kind of expect something, something different from you. So I wouldn't say, if you're an R&B artist, it's as easy as it would be if you're a rapper.
Okay. All right. Now, how would you describe your style?
It's very diverse. R&B and soul would be the foundation, I would say, for my sound. And from there, it, sprouts and I pull from different influences and different, because I love different styles of music. So I pull from just different style of music. I love rap, hip hop. I love pop music. I was even introduced to country at a very young age. So it's I like to try to say my music is very diverse, if I could say.
Okay. All right. Now, you got into the music. You had a family who definitely influenced you. What was it like when you first began to pursue music, especially when it comes to crafting your style, writing, and finding the right producers to work with?
I try to go with whatever whatever sounds best for me and whatever I'm feeling, because I can only, that's the only way I can create. It starts with the sound of the production, or sometimes I might get an idea for a concept of a song, and the things that I want to talk about. So I already have an idea of the song that I want, but I don't know how it sounds yet. So I go through different producers that will send me beats and the production that they do, and then I'll just attach it to the feeling of what I was thinking for, a song, or the feeling will come to me right then with, depending on the production. So it really don't matter to me, as far as, name or kind of producer or whatever. It's really about the vibe. And if I can catch a vibe with the production, then I can create today.
All right, now, when it comes to catching a vibe, with Mr. Lawrence Jacob, prefer that vibe be something smooth and mellow or something up-tempo? Because you mentioned some artists who have been definitely dominant when it comes to up-tempo records, like Michael Jackson, like Usher.
Right.
What's your vibe?
So that's a great question, because it helps me to explain my outlook on when it comes to the difference between a slow track and an up-tempo track. So I think naturally, and then I was even told just growing up that I have a really good voice for slow, melodic, songs. And, a lot of people just love to hear my voice on those type of songs. For me, I took the compliment, but also I took it out on as a challenge to, make sure that I'm just as good, or people find it just as fulfilling to hear me on an up-tempo record because of, my influences. And that's the music I like to listen to. It's up-tempo records. So I definitely have, I would say right now I've been, just for an example, for my EP, it has a lot more up-tempo records than I've done before in the past 4 hours, like the entire project. So right now I would just say I was going more towards an up-tempo record.
Okay. Now, what is a Lawrence Jacobs stage show like? Since you like up-tempo records, are you fluent with the dance moves? Are you laid back? Like, what's that stage show like?
I'm a mixture of both. I'm a mixture of both, being that, you know, I feel like a real artist is all around. Like, even, you know, like I said, like with my influences, the people that influence me, they have up-tempo records, but they still know how to perform to records that are slow. And, you know, so I can do both. I'm not saying that I'm Michael Jackson. I'm not saying I'm Usher or Chris Brown or nobody like that. But I definitely, you know, I'm not a stick board up there not doing nothing while the music going on.
Okay. Now, what does Lawrence Jacob have for the ladies?
So this is what I hope to do for the ladies when they are listening to my music, is make them feel good in, you know, any way, whether it be from an emotional standpoint, you know, as far as the records that I'm talking about, and maybe hopefully I can to speak to something that, you know, makes them feel something inside when I'm actually singing a record, and you know, that's the objective, is for them to feel something inside when they listen to the record.
Okay. All right. Now, let's talk a little bit about traditional R&B and R&B in 2021. Like, which do you prefer? Do you prefer that R&B that sings about love and relationships, or do you prefer that R&B that talks about smashing and I can only be a man for one night?
Yeah, I feel like they both were. At the end of the day, we're talking about the same thing. It's just about how we're talking about it and how we describing it. So, like, I feel like back in the day, they were just a little more, not as explicit with, you know, how they was describing what it is that they were doing. But at the end of the day, you know, even, you know, the old school singers, like Teddy Pendergrass, and, you know, that song Close the Door, like that, he talking like some real grown man stuff, you know. So I feel like it's just a difference with how explicit, you know, my generation is talking about it now. I feel like it's more so of a vibe. It's just whatever, you know, mood and vibe you into, you know what I'm saying? I feel like R&B is in a really good space right now. I feel like, with, you know, even with my EP, I brought a mixture of both of those different elements, where, you know, it's I wouldn't say old school, so like if you listen to like the whole EP, like when you go, the EP starts off very, I would say, like raunchy and, you know, explicit, but it goes down, it mellows down to, like, I think how some, you know, old school people that love R&B music would appreciate. So I feel like I give you both. So I feel like it's, you know, best of both worlds, you know. It depends on the listener.
Okay. Man, I gotta ask, man. I was scrolling on your Instagram and I seen this big huge billboard that had your name and the EP title. First and foremost, mm-hmm. Where is that billboard located, and what's it like driving down the street seeing your face on a big billboard?
No, that was definitely a huge accomplishment for me once I seen that billboard. It's one of the things that I've always said that I wanted to do. It was actually one of the things that I said I wanted to do as soon as I got down to Atlanta from Detroit. You know, it was a story that when I was talking to me and my old coworker about something that I wanted to do, one of the first things I said I wanted to do was get a billboard and just have my face plastered on it. So it was definitely an amazing feeling to have it. And it's located in Atlanta. I will have to get the address. It's like somewhere in Drew Hills. I had them send me the address to the exact location.
Okay. All right. All right. Now, let's talk a little bit about this EP, No More Mr. Nice Guy. First question is, why did you choose that name?
Because I feel like my whole, you know, life, I've just always been known as, you know, soft-spoken. Like, so if you don't know me, you would probably think I'm just soft-spoken and, you know, just super nice, you know, and out the way, which I don't mind because that's really how I move. But if you really get to know me, is another side of me. And, you know, for this album, I just decided to approach that side. And, you know, and that's why I decided to name it that, because, you know, it was just my way of saying I'm not a bad guy, but I'm not the nice guy no more either. So it's just a different way people should look at me at this point in my life moving forward.
All right. Now, how much time went into, you know, from writing to the actual last recording, mixing and mastering, how much time was put into this project before it actually was released?
I would say this project actually was being created even right after the, you know, lockdown. So, like, once everything started to open back up, that's when this album started to be made. So it took about a few months before everything was completely done.
All right, so was the entire project recorded in Atlanta?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Was the entire project recorded in Atlanta?
Yes. Everything was recorded in Atlanta.
All right. Now, what was it like working with Zaytoven?
It was dope. It was dope. Unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to link in the actual studio, but it was still dope, you know, nonetheless. I reached out to him. He reached back out to me and asked me what I was working on, and I told him I was working on my EP. So I ended up getting the song from him. He was actually the last song that I got, you know, to complete for the EP, and that was literally probably not that long ago, probably 2 months ago. So I just completed that record, and it was really great. And you know, I completed it pretty fast once he gave it to me, and once I got it, even the creative process, once he sent it over to me and I heard the beat, it was definitely like no other beat that I've gotten before. So it pulled something, you know, from me that I was happy with once it all came together. And so I sent it over to him, asked him, you know, what he thought about it. He thought it was really dope, thought it was fire. And now we, you know, talking about trying to put a video together for it as well. So it's been dope. It's been a really dope process.
All right. Now, what's the concept of the actual record?
The concept of the record is you can say me, or it can be a guy, you know, that's, you know, have been playing nice, you know, with his lady for, you know, for however long, whether it be for the night, for the week, for however long. And then now, you know, he's no longer doing that no more. It's time to show her another side of himself to where, you know, it's going to be a great night for him and her. You know, it's that type of record.
Okay. All right. Now, before I have you introduce that record, there's two records on the project I want to ask you about. The first one is mm-hmm. Call Me Sensei. Tell me about that joint.
Yeah, that's actually outside of No Man, Mr. Nice Guy, produced by Zaytoven. That's actually one of my other favorite records. It's produced by Carly Gotcha. Same situation. We wasn't able to get in the studio together, but he had reached out to me, heard some of my work, and said that he had a few beats that he thought that would be good for me or that I might like. And I went to him, and out of all of them, this was like my favorite one. And it just had a different vibe to it, and it just made me think of being, you know, somewhere out of the country, you know, somewhere maybe in China or something. I don't know. And it just made me think of, start thinking of all the different type of kung fu movies and even the black exploitation movies. And it, so it's like, I want to do something special with that one as well. I want to do something real special with the whole thing, with the video and everything. So, yeah.
Okay. And SIP, tell me about that one.
Yes. So that one is, I wanted to slow it down. I wanted to be very metaphoric in my lyrics with that one as well. So it's SIP, but it stands for, you know, sex is phenomenal. It's just speaking about, you know, being in that moment with your lady and that being the best time, you know, in the world, you know, for you and her at that time, you know, when y'all are in that moment together. So it's pretty self-explanatory, you know. Sex is phenomenal.
Okay. Now, before I get you to introduce the record, let the people know how to find you on the World Wide Web, whether it's website, whether it's social media, and how to check this EP out.
Yes, well, you can check me out and find me on social media under Lawrence Jacob underscore, and that's LAWRENCE, Jacob, JACOB underscore, and that's on Instagram, Twitter, and like I have like a little fan page connected to my Instagram on Facebook, so you can like that as well. Also on YouTube, you can also type in Lawrence Jacob. I have some videos already up from my previous projects, and then I have some more videos on the way from this upcoming project as well. So definitely follow me on YouTube. And if you go to my Instagram, it has a link, a website link on my Instagram page, and it literally connects you to everything. So you can just do it that way as well. And the EP is streaming on all platforms. No More Mr. Nice Guy. You can either type in my name, Lawrence Jacob, and then it'll pull up all of my music and the latest EP as well.
All right, Mr. Jacob, again, I want to say thank you for coming on the show, sharing your story.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. It's actually one of the first interviews that I've ever had on radio, so it's actually pretty fun. I appreciate you having me.
All right, and do me a favor, my guy. Introduce your record to the world.
Yes, right now you are about to listen to No More Mr. Nice Guy by Lawrence Jacob, produced by Zaytoven. It's fire. Go listen to it streaming right now on all platforms. Yeah.
All right. Again, thank you so much. And you enjoy the rest of your evening, sir, and continued success to you.
I appreciate it. You have a good day, sir.
A humble savage. No more Mr. Nice Guy. No more Mr. Nice Guy. Say bye to the nice guy. You'll be surprised when you see my other side. Gonna show you who I am. This ain't a game, don't play with him. Gonna do some things, have you daydreaming at night? Have you thinking twice? Wanna go twice? If you say okay, then I will show you what I'm really about. Do what you like, what you do, know what I'm talking about. Come and let me bring you over. Put your legs around my shoulders. Time is up, I'm giving orders. No longer playing with you. Playing hard to get this meeting harder. She done, so I'll play a little longer. When you put the seeds, gon' make it go crazy. Had to stick it back, though you're feeling on my heart, whoa, baby. Hit me with the bag, so get it out the park, but my name ain't Mary. I'm the way, love it when you put it in my face. There's nothing like being a humble savage. No more Mr. Nice Guy. no more missing night sky. Say bye to the night sky. You'll be surprised when you see my other side. Gonna show you who I am. This ain't a game, don't play with him. Gonna take you now and later night. You're a different flavor. When I put my tongue on you, you'll be screaming out, not knowing what to do. This will ride love, make it sound like it's like getting dirty in the car ride. This is I've been waiting for it all night. She got that water slipping down her water slide. Got you showing your other side. That I knew you were trying to hide until I hit that backside. Free day and night, bona fide. No cap, so you can enjoy the ride. Gotta relax though, when you put the D's on, make it go crazy. Headed to get back though, you're feeling on my heart, whoa, baby. Hit me with the bag, so get it out the park, but my name ain't Mary. Bumps away, love it when you put it in my face. There's nothing like being a humble savage. No more Mr. Nice Guy. No more Mr. Nice Guy. Say bye to the nice guy. You'll be surprised when you see my other side. Gonna show you who I am. This ain't a game, don't play with him. There's nothing like being a humble savage. No more Mr. Nice Guy. Bye to the night sky.
Yeah, one time for my man Jacob Lawrence. Lawrence Jacob. I said it backwards. All right, one time for my man Lawrence Jacob right here on the Ride Dirty Show. It's your boy Big XL. Man, y'all please be good, be a good person, and we'll see y'all tomorrow. Peace.